Pew Bible this morning to Zechariah. And if you're wondering where Zechariah is at, just before the New Testament, you have Malachi and then Zechariah. So in the very end of the Old Testament, so Zechariah 9, verse 9, we're going to hear from the prophet Zechariah. Now, this is prophecy. This is a prediction that's going to come from Zechariah. And this is 520 years before Jesus enters the holy city of Jerusalem. And he predicts this. And, of course, we know there's other scripture as well in the Old Testament that speaks to this as well. But I want to just tie the two together today. And notice that we have a fear today called fear of conquest. And you might be wondering, what do you mean by conquest? And so we get our word conquer from that. And so there are things in your life that you want to fulfill. You want to succeed at. Things that you want to see happen that maybe never really happened. So we're going to talk about that fear of conquest. And maybe I could even reword the sermon title this morning and use the word failure in there. Fear of failure of conquest. Things that don't come to completion. Things that you dream about. Things that you wish would happen in your life here on earth. And so that would be conquest for us. And that's all different for every one of us. And so we're going to talk about that this morning. And so we're going to look at this story as Jesus enters the city. Zechariah 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. And then turneth me to John, chapter 12, verses 12 through 16. This is entitled A Triumphal Entry. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Jesus found a young donkey and sat upon it, as it is written, Do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt. At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified, did they realize that these things had been written about him and that they had done these things to him. The reading of the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we've heard from your word today, may you bring that word to life. And Lord, may your Holy Spirit fill your people that have gathered here today to hear your message. May you open their hearts, minds, and souls that they can receive it, they can grow from it, and learn how to live this life. And Lord, I pray too that these words are your words. And Lord, may you fill me with that same Holy Spirit as I deliver this message today. In Jesus I pray, amen. On July 2, 1982, that's going a few years back, Larry Walters of California set out to fulfill his lifelong dream of flying. Some of you might remember this story. Lawn Chair Larry's plan was simple. Attach 42 helium weather balloons to his trusty aluminum lawn chair. After strapping on some water jugs for stability, he packed a pistol to shoot out the balloons upon descent, a parachute, a CB radio, sandwiches, and drinks. Larry expected to hover leisurely 32 feet off the ground. But the balloons were caught by a gust of wind and he rose to 16,000 feet. After drifting into the path of airliners, landing at the Los Angeles International Airport, Larry decided that maybe he should shoot out a few balloons and begin his descent. 90 minutes after lifting off and becoming entangled in power lines, knocking out power, which most of us can relate to after this week, to an entire neighborhood, eventually Larry touched the ground unharmed. His conquest was over, but it didn't go as planned. Have you ever had it where life doesn't go as planned? And every one of you could raise your hand today and shake your head. Yes, I get it. I understand that. Have you ever pursued a conquest? At some point you realize it might not happen, and maybe you're let down. Have you ever had it where you were just where you just don't reach the goals you thought you would reach in life? And at some point you realize that you might not fulfill that goal in your lifetime. You might have some sadness, maybe even some bitterness when you don't reach your conquests in life. Conquests are things in life you want to conquer or you hope to accomplish within your lifetime. Now, especially as we get older, this becomes more evident. And time can even become our enemy. This morning, we're going to take a look at the fear of our conquests. Even this familiar story of Jesus riding a donkey into Jerusalem, we are told, don't be afraid. Zechariah 9 verse 9 says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, celebrate, O daughter of Jerusalem. And before the prophecy of Zechariah came, we must understand the context of what's going on when Zechariah speaks these words to the people of Israel, the Jewish people. In the day of Zechariah, God's people, they were far from God, distant. The prophet Zechariah calls out to them, return to the Lord, draw close to him, is what his message was to the people at that time. And he speaks visions from God to the people that there are better days coming. He wants the people to know that. He's an encourager. Things are going to get better. Blessings are coming from God if we just hold on and we draw closer to him. Visions of peace. Visions of hope. Visions of prosperity for God's people. That's what Zechariah preaches. God will save his people, and he will bless his people again. Now notice, I said earlier that this all took place about 520 years before Jesus would enter the city. Some 500 years later, those visions come true when Jesus arrived. Just before the festival of Passover, as they're gathering for that annual feast in the city of Jerusalem into the temple. People gathered from many nations. Their excitement surrounding Jesus is at fever pitch on that day in Jerusalem. And you can see on the picture there now, this is just simply just a little bit of a picture, and it's not the real thing, but we can kind of go there. How many of you have ever been to the parade at the 4th of July in Inwood, or maybe in Larchwood or Elwood, and things go on in those days, and people are lined up on the streets, and they're talking, and people are excited for whatever's to come. Well, these people were excited because Jesus, the King, was coming. It was rumored and said that he was the chosen one, the Messiah, the one that Israel had been waiting on for years and years and generations. The word was out. The word was out that Jesus had done and was doing some amazing miracles and healing people and raising people from the dead. You see, and Zechariah foretold all of these things. He is the one that was talked about for generations. And when Jesus rode this young donkey into town, he was essentially identifying himself as the Messiah. Now, why would that be? Because God's people knew their Bible. They knew the Word of God. Now, they didn't have it in written form back then, but it was talked about. This coming Messiah would ride in on a donkey. The people understood. They got it. They realized, this is him. Israel longed to be set free from the Romans. They longed to no longer live in fear of conquest. So the sight of this Messiah coming into Jerusalem was the most welcome sign imaginable. That's what they thought. The plan that they had learned about, the plan that they had heard about for many years, was beginning to unfold right in front of their eyes. The plan was coming together. Everything was going to work out now. They could breathe a sigh of relief. It's almost over. God's people would be set free to capture the conquest they desired and they longed for, to live at peace and to worship their God. That was their conquest. That's what they wanted out of their life, to be able to do that. Let me ask you this question this morning. How often do you and I dream of things in our own lives, of better days, of better ways, of simply worshiping God and being blessed by God and things go well and so on and so on? What are some of your dreams? Dreams for your marriage, dreams for your children or your grandchildren, dreams for your career or your job or your business or your farm. Dreams of being financially okay. Dreams of a better life. Dreams of great accomplishment. Fulfillment. You see, we desire these types of things to come true within our lives. We want to see these things work out. We want to see these things come to completion in our lifetime of the things we dream about. What a blessed time in our lives it would be to meet the goals of our dreams and to have those desires that we long for met here on earth. That's exciting. On that Palm Sunday, the Israelites thought exactly that. Everything's going to be fulfilled now in our lives. Life is going to be different now. It's going to be better. We're going to have our way. Our dreams are going to come true. The earthly king is here. And he's going to get this place cleaned up now. The Romans, though, won't be around much longer. Life is going to be better. We can't wait. But you know what? Life isn't that way, is it? That is not how the plan unfolded. Thankfully so, because we would have never had the redemption that you and I have today because of that plan. Let me ask you the question again. Sometimes life doesn't go as we planned. Sometimes life goes better than we expected. Sometimes life can even get a little worse than we expected. And let me be just real with you this morning. We all live with different kinds of fears in our lives. Now, you might not have a great fear of a conquest in your life, but each of us lives with different levels of fear within our own lives. How many of you deal with stress in your life, or maybe some anxiety about things that you have to deal with in your life? Those are essentially fears that we have. We worry about our children. We maybe worry about our parents, or maybe we worry about somebody that's dying, or maybe we worry about, you know, our children in school and how they're doing, and so on and so on. Maybe we worry about our job, or how many of you worried about the weather this past week? Fears, don't we have those? Reality is that those dreams and conquests that you and I have, we might not ever reach them in this fallen world. And I don't mean that for discouragement today. Continue on. Keep trying. but they might not be fulfilled on this side of heaven. I want you to know that today as a believer in Christ. Sometimes our dreams and our goals are dashed in this world. Sometimes they're changed because of the circumstances we find ourselves in as we live out life in this world. Another question for you this morning. If I was to ask you this question think about this in your mind as I ask you this. How many of you today, that includes me, are exactly where you thought you'd be in this stage of life? Yep, I knew exactly. This is where God would have me on this day right here. Think about your own life. Is this what you had planned? Now, some of you are saying, it's been a blessing. God is present in my life, and I like where I'm at. But I sure didn't think I'd be right here. And some of you might be saying, life is hard. It's tough. I don't like it. This is not what I planned. And God's saying to you, but this is right where I want you to be. And you might not know why. Or the things that are going on in your life. Whatever that might be. So my encouragement to you today, if you're in that spot where, you know, I really don't like being here, I'm going to tell you to trust God. He's got the plan. For some of us, sometimes those fears and anxieties of lost conquest or lost dreams become so great that they threaten to overtake us. They overtake our relationships. They overtake our joy. They even overtake our purpose in life sometimes. They cloud your mind. They disrupt your day-to-day living. You see, here's the point that I need to drive home to you this morning. God doesn't want us to live in the fear of our conquests. He doesn't want you to live there. He knows this is not how he had planned it originally when Adam and Eve were created and the earth was set and things were perfect. He gets that. He knows that. But he doesn't want you to live in fear of loss or failure of whatever it is in your life that you have on your mind here this morning. That's not where he wants you to be. Go back to me to that day in Jerusalem. In the story, the Jews or the Israelites, they're excited as Jesus enters the city. We talked about that. They think they have it figured out, that the Messiah has come. But you know what? You and I know what Thursday brings, what Friday looks like, and what Jesus goes through. Go back with me to that day when Jesus is in the city and he's in the garden praying, and then you know what Friday looks like, and they take him to the cross and they beat him and they scourge him and he goes through all of those things. What do you think the Israelites were thinking when that was going on? All fear set in. Hope was lost. This can't be happening. This is not how it's supposed to go. This is not our conquest. How many times have you and I fallen into that same trap? Thinking that your hopes and your dreams are dashed because of the circumstances that enter into your life. Remember Lawn Chair Larry? His plans didn't go exactly as the way he thought they were going to go. I'm sure he had some exciting times along the way when he ventured down as high as he was. But he had some things that went on that weren't very pleasing. And sure, at the end, I think he even got arrested. That's probably not how he thought he'd start the day out. And I just want you to know that your plans will not go as what you think they will upon this earth. But God will see you through. I promise you that. If you're walking with Jesus today, you and I have hope. Hope. Whatever fears that we find ourselves in, that we're locked into in our life, whatever dreams that you think are lost, we can take heart that our King has come and will come again. And here's the point that you need to walk away with today. There will come a day when all those hopes, all those dreams will be restored and they will come true. It's a place called heaven, where things will be complete. Things will be fulfilled. Things will be restored. The dead Christ will be brought back to life. Loved ones who have gone from us will be brought back. The dreams that you have, I truly believe, the dreams that you have for this earth and for your family, and if they're righteous dreams and they're surrounded in God's ways and so on, I believe that they will come true for you one day in heaven. God will see to it. There are better times coming for you and I. You know, and you need to also realize that as followers of Christ and as believers in Christ, you are living in good times. Don't get down upon the way this earth is going and how things look and what's going on from day to day, because you're still walking with Jesus Christ. Do not forget that. One of the verses that I love in Scripture, I'm going to read to you this morning from Revelation. It's a powerful verse when Christ comes back again. From Revelation, now let me just read that to you. And there's a little picture here on the screen. Jesus is on the white horse. And here's what it says. And I hope that someday I get to see this. And I think we will. Even if the Lord calls us home, we'll get to see this. Then I saw heaven opened. And behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True. On his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You see, Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father in heaven. And he still rules this world. Remember that. Have hope as you live out this life. Don't lose that hope. Don't live in that fear of broken or lost conquests. Because when Jesus returns, what a glorious day that will be for you and I. And all of God's people said...